I back?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. Okay, Cindy, I'm going to go ahead and let you start.
Okay. Hi, my name is Cindy Hackenberg, and I live in Montana. And it is a challenge to keep track of those who are attending this class, but we'd like to meet you. Is there anyone here who would like to introduce yourself to us? We would love to meet you and know where you're from.
This is Marlene, and I'm in Northwest Tennessee.
Deanna and Lola in Dallas, Texas.
Eddie Burlingham, hey. Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hi, Shola in New York.
And Donna from Texas.
Beverly.
Barbara,
go ahead. Yes, from Gainesville, Florida.
What was that name again from Gainesville?
Beverly Barbarette, Gainesville, Florida.
Barbara, also from Texas, North Dallas area.
Yeah.
Great.
Good. Well, there will be more people coming on, but I'm going to mute everybody except Cindy. You will have to hit *6 again after I mute everybody.
Okay.
So. Okay, Cindy, you hit *6 and you'll be on, and you'll be the only person that we can hear.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. If you would like to meet another in your area who is like-minded, let us know. We have contacts from all over the United States, and many feel isolated regarding New Age subjects. If you would like to stay updated on the Heart Center activities, offers, and services, updates about current happenings from the Masters, make a note to contact us, and we will put you on our regular email or snail mail list. You will hear from us every few weeks or so, or someone can call you if you prefer. We have a HeartShare team. Our active team members are Donna, Barbara, Dee, Dwyn, Marlene, myself, Jennifer, Leela, and Autumn. We welcome Leela tonight as our newest team member. We present this class, and we are available to answer questions, find out answers, pray with you, and encourage you. If any attending this class would like to help us, please contact Donna or Barbara or any of the team members you know. We have also a prayer team that prays for everyone we know of that is invited to this class. I suggest you bring a pencil, paper, and use a landline phone with a speaker if possible. They only cost about $5 more than a regular phone, and your hands are then free, enabling you to walk around or take notes. We will keep callers muted to eliminate background noise. We have muted you. You can unmute yourself by pressing *6. If you would like to share something at our share times, or if you cannot hear this class, please speak loudly and clearly into the phone. When you are through speaking, press *6 again, and we will mute you, and you will be muted again. So, during our class, we will stop and allow questions, answers, and a brief sharing of experiences. If you partake in this, please limit yourself to 3 minutes so we can finish the class on time. Then we will have a prayer request time for those who can stay for 10 to 15 minutes longer. Beloved Barbara, would you like to do our invocation tonight?
Was that me?
Yes, Barbara, yes, please.
Okay, thank you. In the name I am that I am, I call the beloved Helios and Vesta, the beloved Gautama Buddha, all the sponsors of the Heart Center, and all of our individual sponsors to shine forth their love and light upon us tonight, to fill us with their great love and guidance, their great wisdom and joy, open our minds and our hearts to their teachings and to their vibration and energy, and help us to grow in all the ways that we are able to take in the light, to be the light. We are so grateful for all that you give us, O God. Help us to be your love in action on the earth. In the name I am that I am, amen.
Thank you, beloved Barbara.
Welcome.
We do a breathing meditation, also called pranayama, at each class to relax and align ourselves with the Holy Spirit. Consider your breath as a gift and part of the Holy Spirit as we do this together, which you can do with the phone in one hand. Close your eyes and look at the inside of your eyelids. Then, with eyes closed, look up toward that place in the center of your forehead, between your eyebrows, the location of your third eye chakra. See your breath coming in and out as a brilliant light entering every cell of your body. Mother Mary said that the Holy Spirit is a female gender. Thus we say her when referring to the Holy Spirit. Now follow me as I say a mantra and give you instructions to breathe in, hold it in, breathe out, and hold it out. Each statement is to the count of eight. So let us begin. Breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold your breath. I absorb all her merit. Breathe out. I breathe out her light to the world. Now hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurl. Let's do this a couple more times. Okay, breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold your breath. I absorb all her merit. Breathe out. I breathe out her light to the world. Now hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurl. Okay, one more time. Breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold. I absorb all her merit. Breathe out. I breathe out her light to the world. Hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurl. Okay. Tonight we will share together a prayer with Archangel Michael that is on the back of your snail mail letter or was sent to you by email. As we do this prayer together, lovingly visualize the large blue angels of Michael's bands surrounding and caressing you in spiral circles of blue-white fire light, cleansing and perfecting you physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. Okay, together. In the name of Archangel Michael, I say, O God, I am here this evening to serve with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my being. I give you my heart, O Lord. Live in me. Love through me. Protect me and all who are on this call from all distractions, from all technical problems, and allow your heart, your mind, your being to flow and sing through me, within us, to serve all life unto their freedom into the light. Thank you. Amen. Now we will sing the song sent to you also in honor of Helios and Vesta and the sun behind the sun called Great Central Sun We Praise. This song can also be found on our website under Media Center and then under Prayers and Songs. It is number 53 in your song section if you have the song book.
Oh, bring God's presence, Lord, the Lord.
Thank you, beloved Donna. I would just like to invite those who are able to stay for a prayer session at the end of any, at the end with any prayer request, plus a special prayer for the transition of Ralph, Lee Tippett's brother. So I will now mute myself and take it, Donna.
Okay. I would like to tell you all tonight that we're going to do things just a little bit different than we usually do. We will first hear from Gautama Buddha, who is also known to have a position called Lord of this World. In his last physical life, he was born in India in 563 BC, and we consider him responsible for what is known as the Buddhist philosophy or religion today. He has had an amazing effect on the world on the Far East through this philosophy, and it's helped numerous people come up much higher in their spiritual life. He had an amazing life, which we won't go into tonight because we want to major on the sun. However, Gautama has the honor of presenting us with a thought form to visualize each new year, and we're going to talk about that. We want you to hear what he has to say about this thought form and how it relates to the sun and to us. He encourages us to meditate on this thought form and see how it will change your life. And then we will hear Helios, the cosmic being in charge of the sun of our planet. And just before we hear Helios, I'm going to ask Marlene to share some important information on Helios and Vesta and their retreat within the sun of our planet. And after that, we are going to interview Wayne Purdon about with questions that we have from these heart streams, plus questions from his article on sun yoga that's found under the word teachings that's on the purple horizontal bar on our homepage of our website, which is www.heartcenter.org. Wayne is an author, a journalist, and editor of a newspaper in the Phoenix, Arizona area. His lovely wife, Julie, is an art teacher. He has two teenage daughters, Athena and Hespera. Athena recently graduated from high school, and she leads our Heart Center youth group. And Wayne will have some wonderful things to share with us, so have a pencil and paper ready. You may want to take notes from all of this, all of the two heart streams, and then from Wayne. So hold on, and we will get going here briefly. I have to just juggle this
gracious
a little bit.
Children.
And get it to start at the right place, because we don't have time to hear the whole heart stream. So hang on there for a minute. In fact, if you would all just take a moment and have silent meditation in your heart. Meditate with the angels all around you, and then we will start. This is starting in the middle of Gautama, who spoke these things on New Year's Eve, this last New Year's Eve that we have, and he gave us the thought form for the year.
To me, upon hands of light, from the great Buddha being, Kartikeya, from higher realms of light, the thought form for the year 2012. And it is this: two magnificent golden eagles flying together with one of their talons intertwined with the other, and both holding the sphere of the sun. Yes, dearest hearts, the sun is the key to the year 2012, for within perfect ideal, you have the answer to every question. You have the source of life and light. You have vouchsafed to you all that you require to sustain your being and your connection with the Almighty One, through your own sun presence of light. The sun shines upon earth and brings new awareness, higher teaching, greater understanding that all require in order to abide in that new spirit of light that indicates exactly where our earth must go on her spiraling journey within this galaxy to fulfill her destiny in light. The sun asks you this night, will you assist her in her journey? Then discern what this means in terms of of you becoming a son where you are. For in that, blessed ones, you rise in light. Within your true nature, to that point of being able to sustain a new dimension of consciousness to support exactly what the sun will provide as holy nourishment to the entire earth and her evolution. When you understand the sun, the physical sun, the spiritual sun behind the sun, and the sun of your own God reality, then you live in that light. You support all that the sun does, all who the sun is, and you ascend in consciousness to participate with the Buddhas in our divine plan for all. The new reality is here, present before you in this thought form. Who are the eagles? That is for you to discover. As you meditate upon this thought form throughout the year and commune with me in moments of silence, in order to understand your true nature, your highest being. I emanate love. I emanate wisdom. I am within you, even as you are within me. Within the I, the great I that is God. Now look into the fire that you are holding and see that which signifies your eternal nature, the unfed flame, the radiance of true beingness, and live in peace evermore. A new wave I send to encompass the earth in cosmic joy and the radiance of my heart's love for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Gautama Buddha. We are grateful for that. If you have not seen a picture of the thought form, of the sun with the two eagles, their talons entwined across the middle of the sun. If you have not seen that, go to our Heart Center home page. The pictures there keep coming up, and you will see it. It's somewhere on that page. I keep running across it, and it is very inspiring, and we are going to talk a little bit more later about what that thought form could possibly mean. And right now, I'm going to let Marlene give us a little backdrop on Helios and Vesta. Marlene, hit star 6 and go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's talk about Helios and Vesta. They are the god and goddess of our solar system, and they abide in the very heart of the physical sun. They serve to represent the godhead for those evolving on the planets that orbit the sun, and it is their god consciousness that sustains our physical solar system. Helios and Vesta are representatives of the Father, Mother, God in the sun, behind the sun of this solar system. So Helios serves on the golden ray, which is wisdom, and Vesta serves on the pink ray, which is love. Helios told us, he said, just as the tides of the sea flow in and out, so the tides of the eternal sun radiate in ever-recurring cycles. When the incoming tide of the great solar light pours into your world, it is God conveying his graces and gifts to you. So when the tide goes out, it is a time for you to convey to him your gratitude and your desire to become a very essential part of him. Now, there are there is a temple of the sun, which is the retreat of Helios of Vesta in the center of the sun. And in the book called The Masters and Their Retreats, there's a beautiful, I basically call it a meditation that I can't really recite the whole thing here in the class, but if you have the book, it would be a wonderful thing to read. I just want to read this one paragraph, and it said, on July 6th of 1984, Godfrey said, and now this evening, as you take your leave from your physical body temples, Helios and Vesta receive you with open arms of light and love and vast wisdom of the spheres in their retreat in the Temple of the Sun. White angels with fiery shields and helmets and swords held, seraphim and legions of Justinius, of Uriel, Helios, and Vesta, and my own bands and others shall accompany you now into the heart of the sun known as Victory. And then it goes on for maybe 7 or 8 paragraphs describing this spiritual journey to the center of the sun to be with Helios and Vesta in the spiritual. But there is also another temple of the sun, and this one we can actually go to in our physical bodies, and it is called the Retreat of the Goddess of Liberty, which is basically the Statue of Liberty in New York. And it is a replica, this temple is a replica of the temple of Helios and Vesta in the sun of our solar system. So I thought that was pretty neat.
That is neat.
So we can visualize in a meditation form going to the spiritual temple of the sun, and we also have access to visiting the replica in the physical at the Statue of Liberty.
That's great. And some of you may have a little replica of the Statue of Liberty. I have one that's about 6 inches tall. And you can use that as a focal point to meditate, see yourself within it spiritually, communing with the Goddess of Liberty and with the sun in that spiritual and physical spot. Spiritual when you meditate and physical when you go there. Thank you, Marlene. That's great. I appreciate that. She mentioned that the name of the retreat in the sun of our planet is called Victory, and that's where Victory, the angel of the cosmic being Victory, took his name. So we do have a cosmic, wonderful cosmic being named Victory, who often challenges us and holds us up and encourages us in the many goals that we have while we are alive here. And consider yourself a spiritual pioneer in this age. We were all chosen, and we chose also to come back to Earth at this time to pave the way as pioneers for the incoming seventh root race, the light bearers that are coming into this golden crystal age that is about to descend, and to pave the way and visualize for them what is to be, which is coming. And the better we visualize it, the more continually we visualize it, the sooner it will be here. So now we will hear from Helios, and then after that we will be hearing, I will be doing an interview with Wayne Purdon, and so here we go.
Solar spirits of the one God, I am reconceiving you in the immaculate image of the sun and of your own solar presence that is shining brightly above you now. Often, dearest ones, you forget your divine estate, of how supernal you are as sons and daughters of the One. Therefore, we come again to remind you of this divine estate into which you were born and unto which you will return when you have fully assimilated the solar radiance of your higher self through the conscious application of the law of the One that blends and merges all into the cosmic stream of your divinity. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man or a woman, and yet the ends thereof are the ways of decay and death and destruction. But I show the way to life, resurrection, and spiritual integrity. And when you imbibe the light from Helios and Vesta each day, through solar breathing, through attention upon your source, through meditation upon the orb of light above you, even when outwardly our physical appearance is clouded you can engage in a new level of living that is indicative of those who have accepted their divine birthright as holy ones made in the image and likeness of the Almighty, the great central sun. Therefore, choose you this day whom you shall serve. The Lord, the law of the word, the Logos, or something less. And by your choice to live within the full estate of your solar beingness, we will come and we will teach you as your Father, Mother, God of this solar system, the way, the truth, and the life of the Christos, upon whose line we serve to set life free. In truth. All true teaching emerges from the stream of light of the living teacher who is God and who is represented through the sun. Therefore, if you would be a true teacher of men and women, learn the ways of the sun, accept the presence of that beingness, shining through your mind, blazing through your consciousness, illumining all of your faculties. And lending your aura the brilliance of solar beingness that is that which we experience and know always at our core. Even within the earth, blessed heart, there is the sun of even pressure at its center. When you take this as your own model for your life, and you are centered in cosmic equipoise with perfect equanimity, and your solar plexus becomes free of all impulse less than the feelings of the Divine One, rendered through your heart and your entire being, then you will have the secret of eternal youthfulness, of all resourcefulness in God, and that which you seek moment by moment will be instantaneously revealed unto you from within your heart, which is true and in holy alignment with the eternal heart of God. Many look to outer teachers, books, systems, teachings to complete themselves, somehow thinking that they are less than who they are, and that all of these studies are required to bring them unto their God fulfillment and highest cause and mission. But we say, look no further than your own heart. For the source of all that you require to sustain you, to feed you, to nurture. The great God beingness that is ever present as the effulgence of solar selfhood, dearest one. Yes, you give too much of your power to others. Sustain you when only one that ultimately should look to is God within, as all true masters and teachers have shown you. Therefore, resonate with the sun when you choose to live in fire and through integrity. Enter your Buddhic beingness, your true nature, in the full sense of cosmic authenticity. And through this, realize your selfhood in God, within the light, the eternal. We have come for a moment within time and space to effuse the eternality of timelessness and spacelessness here for you, each one. Accept our holy offering and live within your own solar light, always. That is where you will find joy. That is where you will find fulfillment. That is where you will know who you are, as God realized, Son. And send you on your way, victorious in the spirit, with mighty victory, and his legions, who know always that the light of God is real and victorious in all ways.
Thank you, beloved Helios. We are so grateful for your challenge and for your encouragement, and knowing that, at least according to you, this has got to be a lot simpler than what we make it. I'm going to call on Wayne Purden now, and I just want to mention again, Wayne wasn't here, I don't think, at the beginning, I'm not sure, but I just want you to know that Wayne Purden is a very special of our Heart Center. He is an author, a journalist, and editor of a newspaper in the Phoenix, Arizona area, and his lovely wife, Julie, is an art teacher there. He has two teenage daughters, Athena and Hespera. Athena recently graduated, I think, from high school and leads our Heart Center youth group. So, Wayne, if you are there, please announce yourself.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Great. Oh, I'm so glad you're here. What I'm going to do is a little interview of you that you can answer these questions for everybody.
Okay.
And I'd like to start with some questions that we had from the Gautama Buddha heart stream that we heard first. Gautama Buddha mentions that the sun brings new awareness. He brings higher teachings and greater understanding to us now, and that we who are spiritually seeking require these gifts from the sun in order to abide in this new light that Earth is receiving. Wayne, can you tell us about any changes that are now occurring in the sun and through the light rays that come from the sun?
Well, the sun has always brought awareness, higher consciousness, and greater understanding. The ancient priests used solar gazing to gain this understanding, and they taught initiates how to do it and to spiritually evolve. This was done in ancient Egypt and ancient pre-Incan Peru and all over the world. Every country, every culture has a tradition of what people think is sun worship, but what was really a communication that the solar priests used to gain wisdom from the sun. And at certain times in Earth's history, the light from the sun, this what Jean Savoy called the intelligence factor, or the light of wisdom, was more intense due to the solar system crossing the galactic equator or entering a region of space in the solar system's orbit around the galaxy. And I think what we are experiencing now, or in the last few decades, we have been experiencing an increase in this light of wisdom from the sun. And I think it's due partly to the solar system crossing the equator. It was exactly aligned with the galactic equator in 1998. And we are leaving the region of the equator. I think we'll be fully out of it in 2016. But instead of decreasing, the effects of this light are increasing. And I think it's due to another factor, and that is that the solar system is entering a region of space that is highly charged. And the master Peter Dunoff foresaw this back in 1944. He gave a prophecy in which he said, in the next few decades, the Earth will be entering a region of space that was charged by the solar nova. This region used to have suns, but they exploded and they just charged this area of space with light, and we are now entering into this region of space. And NASA scientists confirmed this. They have the two Voyagers that are now entering into interstellar space. They're at the edge of our solar system, and they're picking up these highly charged magnetic radiation in this area of space. And this is beginning to increase the radiation from our sun. And it's causing climate weather changes, climate changes, earthquakes, volcanic eruptions. That's the bad news. But the good news is, at the same time, it is causing an increase in the consciousness of mankind. And I think in the long run, it will be very beneficial, because it will bring in the golden age. So does that answer your question?
Well, yes. So the radiation that's coming forth now, then, is it harmful to anybody that's coming from the sun?
Well, you can benefit from the intelligence factor radiation from the sun if you sun gaze in the early morning. That's the best time to absorb this light of wisdom or intelligence factor from the sun. It's just right at sunrise. If you sun gaze at like mid morning or mid afternoon, it would be harmful, both physically and mentally.
So it's did you say that it was we had about 45 minutes to an hour from the time the sun first rises and before the sun sets, or how does that, what is that time period?
1 hour is the safe zone. But I recommend the closest you can get to the sunrise, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Both in terms of physical comfort, because right at sunrise, the sun doesn't cause any eye strain.
I see.
And
so it's
the
ideal.
UV factor is zero.
Ah, so it's ideal then to find out maybe by Googling or doing a search engine to find out what time the sun is rising where we live, so we can greet it when it rises. Is that right?
Yeah, and also at that time is the peak of the prana, the prana that's in the atmosphere, has a peak that begins 20 minutes before the sunrise and 20 minutes after. So right at sunrise is the highest concentration of prana in the air.
How would you define prana?
It's the light force.
Light force.
So it's when you do pranayama, that's you're taking in the prana from the air.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
So it varies from like sunrise to noon, the prana is from its highest point to the slowest point. Then from noon to sunset, it increases. So sunset is also another time when you can sun gaze.
Oh, good. I noticed that in this heart stream that Gautama says that the sun is wanting us to assist her or him. I don't know whether it's her or him in her journey, and that discerning this in terms of becoming the sun will help us to take in more of the light and help sustain a new level of consciousness for us. How do you see us becoming the sun? What does that mean?
Well, to me it means becoming more of your higher self or solar presence, which is a spherical being of pure white light.
Ah, yes.
And we can do this through sun gazing and also other spiritual techniques like prayer, meditation, pranayama.
Well, before we go into the actual method of sun gazing, especially for beginners, do you have any theories on who the two eagles represent?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah. Do you have any thoughts or theories on who the two eagles represent in the thought form for this year?
Yes. It's my belief that they represent the masters Peter Dunoff and Omram Mikhail Ivanhoff. In fact, the master Omram was prophesied by Nostradamus, and in his prophecy, Nostradamus called him an eagle, and I have his prophecy here on my computer. If we have time, I can read it.
Okay, if we have time, we'll go back. Well, go ahead. Yeah, if you have it right there, go ahead and read it. If
okay.
It's not too long.
He said, to a humble family will a fair child be born. From a Balkan country will this eagle fly to dwell in the land of the rooster. His name, the same as mine, the world will long recall. His voice, the peoples of the earth will hear. In falling upheaval and disaster, a new age will begin. So the land of the rooster is France, and that's where Mikhail emigrated to from Bulgaria, which is a Balkan country. And the eagle represents the lofty sun, which is a fitting symbol for Omram, because he boldly soared in the dimensions of spirit close to the source of all light. And both Omram and his master Peter Dunov brought in the solar teachings
right
back at the beginning of the 20th century. So that's who I think the two eagles represent. And today, their teachings are coming more into the awareness of the people. And I think due to a large part to through the teachings of both masters through the Heart Center.
Excellent. Let me ask you this. Helios says in his dictation that we heard tonight that we will experience life, resurrection, and spiritual integrity when we imbibe the light from Helios and Vesta of the sun of our planet through solar breathing. What is solar breathing, and can we do it when it's cloudy?
Well, there is an advanced sun gazing technique where that Qigong masters teach, where you, when you're sun gazing, you breathe in deeply and visualize the light from the sun going to your third eye or pineal gland and down your spine to your solar plexus and you hold it in your solar plexus. Then when you breathe out, you visualize the light going down your legs, out the bottom of your feet, and back to the sun. Then when you breathe in again, you visualize the light coming from the sun, hitting your feet, going up to your solar plexus. Then you hold it. Then when you breathe out, the light goes up through your pineal gland or third eye back to the sun. And that is what's called the solar breathing technique. Now, there's also another technique that Omram taught called solar drinking, where you, when you sun gaze, you drink in the sun. Like you squint your eyes and you visualize the rays of the sun entering your mouth, and you just like sip it in, and it goes down to your solar plexus. So this is a way you can charge your solar plexus, which is like the battery of your body. And there's other ways of charging your solar plexus that Omram talked about that involve being near a waterfall is one way, or hugging a tree in a certain way. And this is very important because we all require a lot of energy for our daily activities and our spiritual activities.
So we can actually charge our bodies with more light by doing the solar breathing, where you visualize as you breathe in, you visualize the light going down into your, right down to the bottoms of your feet,
Well, first to your solar plexus or your stomach,
okay.
Where when you hold your breath in the light charges your solar plexus. Then when you breathe out, you visualize the light going through the bottom of your feet to the sun.
I see.
And there's also a definite connection between your feet and your solar plexus. Another way to charge your solar plexus is with a warm foot bath in salt water.
Oh.
And a way to deeply your solar plexus is to be barefoot on wet ground.
That would deplete it?
Yeah.
Ah.
And so you never sun gaze with bare feet on wet ground, cold wet ground. That would deplete. You always want to have either warm, dry sand under your feet, bare feet. Never grass or water. So that would deplete your energy.
That makes sense. So you want to be standing in a warm place, but you can stand in your. It's good to stand with bare feet, right?
Yeah, and that's a problem in the morning because usually in the morning it's colder. But I think as long as the ground is dry, it's okay.
Okay, that makes sense. So another question here. What is the sun of even pressure, and do we benefit from this sun which is beneath us in the center of the earth, as well as from the sun above? And if we can benefit from both, since we seem to be standing between them, how do we do this? Or is there a different, unusual factor? Do we have to think about it at all?
Yeah, this question fits in perfectly with it segues from the question about the solar plexus, because when we sun gaze, we want to be bare-eyed. That means no glasses and barefoot. That's because the sun is the positive electrode, and the sun of even pressure in the earth, or the core of the earth, is the negative electrode. And if we want to be charged, we shouldn't have anything between our feet and the earth and our eyes and the sun.
Oh, okay. I think we'll go
so
in.
We're charged from the earth, from the sun of even pressure with earth energies, and from the sun of Helios and Vesta, we're charged with the solar energies.
So it's like the sun of even pressure from the center of the earth is coming right up through us, and the sun above us is coming right down. And maybe they meet in our solar plexus?
Yeah, and that's how our solar plexus.
Wow.
Like our physical battery is charged.
That's amazing.
And that's one of the effects of sun gazing, is that you have increased energy.
Now, I would like for you to share your testimony of how you were healed by the sun and what happened to you.
Well, I was diagnosed with chronic lymphocytic leukemia back in 2003, and I didn't want to do any chemotherapy or radiation therapy, so I researched. I spent hundreds of hours on the internet researching alternative healing techniques for leukemia, and I tried several techniques. And with some of them, it seemed like my blood count was going down. I did a blood test every month. But one month it would be down, next month it would be back up. And none of the techniques I tried gave any consistent reduction in the white blood cell count until I tried sun gazing. And I found that over a period of several months, my blood count went down from like 20,000 to about 9,000, which is within the normal range of white blood cell counts, like 5,000 to 10,000. And it stayed pretty much like that as long as I kept sun gazing.
And this diagnosis occurred when?
November of 2003. And I started sun gazing in July of 2004. And probably 2 years later, I was pretty much stable, close to normal blood cell count. And it hasn't progressed since then in the last 5 or 6 years.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I know I wouldn't ever tell anybody to just do this without help, and or with, you know, this is not something that we are prescribing. I just want to be sure that everyone on the call knows that this is not something we're prescribing. We're not doctors. This is Wayne's own testimony of what he decided to do. And Wayne, do you know of any other stories of healing that people have experienced by sun gazing correctly?
I know of another case of leukemia that was cured, this person in India. But his guru had a more radical sun gazing technique. The one I used is very gentle, where you sun gaze at sunrise or sunset. But the one in India is where you sun gaze at other times of the day.
Huh.
But I don't recommend that.
I might mention here, and I think I'm sure you've heard too, many people that I have talked to that began doing regular sun gazing, especially at sunrise during the first, about 30, they tried to get there at the beginning, but they didn't do it any later than 30 to 45 minutes usually. They claimed that when they went to their yearly eye exam, that they did not have to have their prescription changed or altered, and that one of them even reversed her prescription. And this is kind of what's happened to me for the last 2 years. My glasses have stayed the same, and this doctor couldn't believe it. He said, you're getting to that age where you should have a cataract. You should have some problems with dryness of your eyes. And he went on, and he said, what's the deal here? What are you doing? Well, I just didn't have the nerve to tell him I was sun gazing, because most anybody that you talk to who is in the ophthalmology field does not recommend that.
Yeah, I've gone to eye doctors every year for the last 5 or 6 years. Each time they prescribed the weaker prescription.
That's great. What I would like you to do now, Wayne, is tell us exactly the simplest and most basic way for a beginner to begin sun gazing.
Okay. Well, find out when sunrise is and go out a few minutes before the sunrise. I'll find a place where you can see it as close to the horizon as possible. You may require to drive somewhere to a park. It's good to find a place that has sand, like in a playground, because sand is the best medium to stand on barefoot. So when you go to your spot to sun gaze, just do pranayama before. And when the sun rises, just stop the pranayama, just put your arms by your side and just gaze silently at the sun for 10 seconds. And that's the first day.
That's
and the following day, you would do it for 20 seconds. So you add 10 seconds every day. That is every day that's sunny. If it's a cloudy day, you can do like an inner meditation on the sun, but you don't increase the, like the next day, you would do 30 seconds instead of 40. The increase in time is only on sunny days.
Okay.
And if when you do an inner sun meditation, you can do it as long as you want. So the time restriction is only for the physical sun gazing. So you do that every day, and eventually you build up to 44 minutes of sun gazing. Now, most people find that 44 minutes after sunrise, is the sun is too intense. So what they do is split up the time. They do 22 minutes in the morning, 22 minutes in the after at sunset. Then once you reach that point of 44 minutes, you decrease your time 1 minute a day until you're down to 15 minutes. And then you maintain 15 minutes a day. So I've been on 15 minutes for about 6 years.
That's
basically make sure you don't wear any glasses or shoes. Now, if the ground is cold, like if you live in the northern climates, you can wear like a couple of pairs of cotton or wool socks. You will still receive the earth energies through the cotton and the wool. It'll keep your feet warm.
So if
it's really cold and snowy, you can sun gaze from inside your house, either through an open window or a closed window that doesn't have UV-protected glass.
But we should take our glasses off?
Correct.
Okay.
Barefoot and bare eyes.
Barefoot and bare eyes. That makes sense. What about massaging the thumbs? Can you mention why that might be a good thing to do and how to do it?
Well, that's like an alternative technique to barefoot walking. Barefoot walking is the best massage that you do along with sun gazing, because it massages all the pressure points on the bottom of your feet, and it also is a way of absorbing solar energy if the ground is warmed by the sun.
Ah.
And there's another technique where you massage your thumb with your first finger or your forefinger. Just go around and around. And this has a similar effect to barefoot walking, where you massage your big toes. And the thumb and the big toe has pressure points for your pineal gland, your hypothalamus, and other glands in your brain that regulate your energy level. And also your spiritual sight, because the pineal gland is your third eye. And the monks and priests in both the Christian and the Hindu tradition spend a lot of time with rosary beads or mala beads, and when they use these beads, they're massaging their thumb.
Oh, okay.
That affects their pineal or third eye.
So that makes them more aware, more sentient.
Yeah,
more,
it helps to open their third eye.
Helps to open the third eye, right. That's amazing. I had no idea. Can you tell us about making sun-charged water and how the sun-charged water would help us?
Well, you can get a large apothecary jar at Walmart. They sell these like 2-gallon jars with a glass cover.
Oh, yeah, like one of those jars.
You have one of those?
Yeah, I have one of those.
Uh-huh. I do too. So you just fill it half full with water. So you put a gallon of pure water in it, and you set it out in the sunlight, and depending on the time of year, you can have it out there for like 4 hours in the summer or 8 hours in the spring or fall, and the sunlight charges the water. And when you drink it, you can really taste the difference. It tastes better and it's smoother. And it's very healing. You can, besides drinking it, you can use it as eye drops. If you have an eye condition. Or you can, if you have like a rash, you can wash your skin with it.
Oh, that's nice.
And another thing I do is I write words with a magic marker on the apothecary jar, like love, the strength, wisdom, and Dr. Emoto. Masaru Emoto, the Japanese scientist, proved that water takes on the qualities of words that are put on containers of water.
That's right. You
talked about that in another class.
Talked about that and how valuable it was to write the words on the bottle, so to speak to the water in love.
Right. So when you drink the water, you're drinking these virtues.
Yeah. Right. Well, now I would like to open this to some questions. Does anybody have a question that they would like to ask Wayne while we have him here? If you do, just hit *6. And fire away.
Wayne, we live in an apartment, so we don't really have an area to, you know, access to go outside to, you know, to worship the sun. But the sun rises right outside my window because I'm facing I think west or whatever. Yeah. So what do you recommend?
Well, you do get some benefit from sun gazing through a window. Do you know if the window's UV protected?
I don't know. It's a historic building, so it's like over 100 years old, so I doubt it. I don't think so. Just regular windows, I think. I can ask, though. I can find out.
Usually it's printed on the glass, like near the top right corner.
Okay. I see.
If it is, you can maybe open the window if it's not too cold.
Okay, yeah, I live in Texas.
It's hot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's just hot. So I could open the window and look at the sun?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
it's best to to sun gaze with your feet on the bare earth. So that's got
some
possible.
Oh, I see.
Then
okay.
Sun gazing.
You can still house. If you rub
okay.
That would be a good thing you could do to help.
I'm sorry, say that again. I didn't hear. What did you say, Donna?
You mentioned rubbing or massaging your thumb with your forefinger. You can massage your thumbs with your forefinger as you're sun gazing. If you can't go outside, that's
mm-hmm.
a
okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
That would help too. Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you.
And also, of course, sun water.
Oh, this can I put it? Can you still make sun water if you're indoors, like, and it faces like a window that gets sun, or it has to be outside?
If you have a big picture window that faces it gets a lot of sun during the day, you can put your sun charged water container in that.
All right. Thank you.
You might have a balcony. Do you have a balcony where you can take it out?
No, we don't have a balcony. It's a loft apartment, so it's just big windows, and some of them open.
Oh,
so there's no balcony. Yeah.
Yeah, if you can open them for a little while when it's cool in the morning.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Other questions?
Hey.
Go ahead.
I have a question about when you're looking at the sun, do you look directly at the sun or do you scan a little bit to the side? How do you do that?
Well, I was taught to look directly at the sun, but a few years ago I learned another technique where you looked to about an inch or two in a circle, like an inch or two away from the sun, and you rotate your view, your gazing clockwise, like you begin at the 12 o'clock line, 2 inches away from the sun, and look like at a point in the sky that's like 2 inches away from the sun. Then you slowly move your gaze clockwise around the sun to the 3 o'clock line, 6 o'clock line, 9 o'clock, and back to 12 o'clock. And the reason why that technique might be better is that the light, instead of being focused on the middle of your retina and just shining on the rods and cones in the center of your retina, when you rotate your gazing around the sun, all the rods and cones in your retina get the benefit of the sunlight. So I would recommend that technique.
I have another question. You talked about standing on the sand. Can a person stand on the grass and get the similar benefit?
That's not recommended because the grass absorbs energy from the sun, and if you're standing on it, you're like a conductor for the solar energy. The energy will go right through you into the grass, and the grass will drain your energy.
Can you ever walk on the grass when it is warmed from the sun already?
Well, there is a Qigong technique where you walk on the grass that is wet with the dew.
Ah.
And the dew is like sun-charged water.
Mm-hmm.
And when you walk on the dewy grass, you get through the bottom of your feet, the solar energy that's contained in the dew. And I've done that before. And I did it as an experiment because I was starting to get a sore throat. And I thought, well, if I walk on the dewy grass and it drains my energy, then I'll probably get a sore throat. But if I walk on it and gain energy, it'll probably heal me. And that's what happened. But I was healed.
Great. So you just have to walk on the grass when it is dewy.
Yeah, you always walk on the dewy grass. Never stand on grass.
Don't just stand there. Keep moving on it then.
Uh-huh.
Right. Okay.
I have one more question about water. Is tap water okay to put in the glass jar, or is this something that use distilled water?
Well,
or
I've heard
water?
That tap water or well water is okay to use because the sunlight actually purifies the water. In fact, in third world countries, they have these solar water purifiers where they use the light of the sun to purify water.
That's right, ultraviolet. They use ultraviolet rays.
Ultraviolet rays purify. And they have intense ultraviolet rays that they use to purify waters for cities.
Right.
But just the normal rays of the sun do purify water, but I think if it at all possible, it's best to use start off with purified water. And another way to use sun charged water that you can do at any time of the year, even in the middle of the winter, if you have a gas stove, you can heat up water to almost the boiling point and just drink that plain water that's near the boiling point is very beneficial because the gas, natural gas, contains solar energy.
I never knew that.
And I guess a wood stove would work too, but electric stove wouldn't work.
I have another one more.
Go ahead.
You may not know this answer, but if a person has had maybe a patch of skin cancer and it's been removed, but there is that vulnerability, is sun gazing not a problem?
Well, actually, the lack of sunlight is a contributing factor to skin cancer. And because sunlight contains vitamin D3, which is an anti-cancer agent, and
right.
People who avoid the sun, they lack vitamin D3, and they're more prone to get skin cancer.
Right.
Although
it's, kind of an oxymoron.
It's important to avoid getting sunburn. So that also contributes to skin cancer.
So sunburn is the issue.
Yeah.
Not if you want, the best time the sun bathes is like in the early morning hours from sunrise to like 10:30 in the morning, or in the afternoon like from 4:00 to sunset.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then you'd get the benefits and none of the harmful rays.
Okay.
But if you're sun gazing just that 45 minutes to an hour before this, or right after the sun has begun to rise, and right before it's going down, those two times you would not get sunburned anyway. Those are safe because the UV is so low, and you're looking at the sun at an angle. It's not right above you when it's so strong and hot. It would be very.
Yeah, I used to do sunbathing, sun gazing, and barefoot walking at the same time when I was first sun gazing.
Right. Yeah, so it would be safe at sunrise and sunset.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I think we'll let Wayne go. We have thoroughly enjoyed this, Wayne. And is it okay if I get any questions from people, if I contact you to get any further answers, since it's a little late now and we're going to go into our prayer time? And Barbara,
yeah, you can contact me, and people can go on sunlightenment.com. That's the best website.
Give those websites
more
again.
Information.
Again?
Sunlightenment. It's like enlightenment, except S-U-N instead of E-N.
Okay. S-U-N and then lightenment.
Lightenment, uh-huh.
Right.
Okay. And .com. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Great. And if anybody has any problems getting on that website, let me know, and I will be glad to make sure you get in touch with Wayne. And now
it's not my website, but I think there's a link to my website on there. I recommend that because it's the best website.
Good. And there's also this wonderful article that Wayne wrote called Surya Yoga or Sun Yoga, and I will forward that to anybody who wants it. It's excellent. It covers all the bases, all the things that we've been talking about. So just email me or call me or write me, and I will be glad to see that you get this information. It's all there, and you can have it right in front of you as to how to sun gaze. And I'd like to call on Barbara, if you're still there, close for us, give a closing prayer, and then anybody who wants to stay or the extra time to pray, we will be well glad to join you. Thank you again, Wayne. This was terrific. I so enjoyed hearing you. Barbara,
okay, Donna, I'm here now.
Great. Go ahead and give a closing prayer.
We call to the heart of the great central sun, to beloved Alpha and Omega, and to the sun at our solar system with beloved Helios and Vesta. Excuse me. And we call for your light, your great love, your wisdom, your guidance and protection to surround us, to enfold us in golden light, help us to absorb and retain these lessons, and to use them daily for our own enrichment, enlightenment, and for the benefit of all life on Earth. Help us to radiate and absorb the energy from the sun and use it for thy will, wisdom, and love here on Earth. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Amen.
Amen. All right. We are open to take prayer requests. And if you would like to give a prayer request to us tonight, just hit *6.
Did you say Donna?
Yes.
Have you guys been praying for the fires out here?
Are you in? Oh, is this Barbara?
Yeah.
Barbara.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Is this Barbara Schwartz in Colorado?
Yes, it is.
Wonderful. Yes. We will put that down again to cover tonight. And let me put that down. I heard that the fire was about 50% contained. Is that true?
It's been the past couple days. It's gone up to 65%, and I think it's higher than that today. So we've had the weather's been cooling off. it's been cloudy. I mean, it's really, we've made progress in the past 4 days, 4 or 5 days. It's gone from about 5% to all about at least 3/4 of it. So if you guys are praying, I think it's helping.
Yes.
This is Barbara Gabbert. I have to confess that Philip and I and Donna were in Colorado Springs actually on late Tuesday afternoon and evening last week, and we did not know when we were going through that area until we got there just the extent of the problems, and we were headed towards the Garden of the Gods, unbeknownst that the fires were so bad over there, and we saw that we couldn't get anywhere near that direction, so we went on south, and we spent the night in Canyon City and spent several hours in prayer and decrees and did what we could and directed light in that area. But we were there in the thick of it, which was, we didn't intend that on the outer, but God put us there, which was a great miracle. So we were
absolutely
very grateful.
Oh,
it was
wonderful you guys did that. It was wonderful. It's just been really nothing like it. We've had a lot of problems with
my sister's retired Air Force, and she's with Search and Rescue in Westcliff, and she's been sending daily updates to everybody in the family for the last week, you know, with pictures and all that of what all's going on.
Right.
So.
Facebook. Yes. Well, thank you, Barb. I that was exactly what we needed. But I emailed Donna.
Oh, it was a Ramesses, you know, gave this tremendous call on when was it, Sunday?
Yeah.
That he commanded the fiery salamanders to be still, and things improved significantly after that. So,
all
glory to God. We felt grateful that we were there because we didn't have a clue. We'd been up in Winnipeg for a week, you know, and hadn't been watching the news or anything. We had no idea. We were literally walking into the fire.
You know, in fact, just about every tourist place on that end of town was closed.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I know. That was what grieved my heart the most, because my sister lived for years up in Crystal Hills above Manitou, and we had friends that live in Manitou, and of course that whole area is dear to many, many people's hearts, and just to think that they would have to be closed at the height of the tourist season would impact a lot of them very seriously. So we're praying that everybody will rush out to Colorado and have vacations and spend their money there so these people will
recover
from this, because that's really a big blow. When you're counting all year on just a few weeks, you know, when you have the bulk of your business and then you can't even be open, then that was pretty tough. So,
we need to move on.
My family and I were in Colorado Springs Tuesday also. We said some
really
prayers.
Wow.
But yes.
Awesome.
And I'd like to request a prayers for my mother, Beatrice Davis, who is suffering from pneumonia. She's 90 years old, and she's in the hospital now with the IV. So I appreciate people praying for her.
Is she in Molsonburg, Wayne? Where is she located?
She's in the Backus Hospital in Norwich, Connecticut.
Norwich, Connecticut. Okay.
Uh huh.
Okay. Got it.
What's her name?
Beatrice Davis.
Beatrice Davis.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne. We're also going to pray for the transition of Ralph Adams, who just transcended a couple of days ago. He was the brother of Lee Lippert, who is usually a regular student on our class, and I don't think she was able to be with us tonight, but we do want to remember him and his successful transition and adjustment to new realms of light. Anybody else have a prayer request?
And Barbara and everyone for the prayer meeting. This is Lola. I'm so sorry we weren't able to join the last two, but we really value these meetings. They really mean a lot to us. I just want to thank everyone.
Oh, you're so welcome, Lola. I'm so glad you were able to be with us. How can we pray for you and Deanna as you...
I just trying to stay positive, and things have been not easy, but day by day we just pray and just help us by lifting us up and staying positive, and things have been working out bit by bit. So thank you so much.
Donna.
And we want to thank you. Here's Deanna.
No, I just want to just thank you, Donna, for everything. And today's lectures were very, very interesting and helpful.
Good. Well, I will send you, if you would like, I will send you the Sun Yoga article that Wayne wrote. It's very, very helpful.
Okay, that's good. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, any other prayer requests?
I would like to request prayers for Rebecca Taylor in Throckmorton, Texas. She has many health challenges, as you well know, and she desired very greatly to go to the summer conference with us in Winnipeg and was not able to do so. But we know she was with us in spirit, and we just want to wrap her in love and let her know she's always in our hearts and she's included in all that we do.
Okay, I've got her down here. I know that she's had struggles with her eyesight, with her hearing, and she has she lives in a home, a place without electricity, which we've been encouraging her to get. She takes in horses that have been abandoned and other animals, and she's a retired lady and in her 70s now. She was an occupational therapist at one time. So we will pray for her. Is Joyce Saxon on tonight? I don't know if she's there, but it's been a little bit hard for people tonight because it is a different time. It's a Monday, and people are used to our class being the last Thursday. So if there are no other prayer requests at this time, we've got five things. We've got the Colorado Springs situation,
Donna?
In which there are two people that died. We can pray for their families. 32,000 people that were evacuated for a while. Some of them are going back. 350 homes at least that were demolished. And the town itself has lost a lot of tourist funds, and they will have to get back on their feet. We will pray for Ralph Adams for his transition to new realms. For Beatrice Davis, who is 90 years old. She's suffering from pneumonia right now. She's in Norwich, Connecticut. She's Wayne's mother, and we do need to uphold her. We want to pray for Lola and Deanna, who have a medical practice in the Dallas area, which keeps them traveling and visiting and helping people all over that Dallas area, and sometimes to the wee hours or late hours, they don't get much sleep, believe me. And we want to pray for their success and for Rebecca Taylor and her health challenges, those five things. So is there anyone else from the team that's still on? Marlene, are you still there?
Donna?
Yes.
This is Anna?
Yes. Oh,
thank
Anna.
You.
Yes. How are you, Anna?
I'm fine. Thank you, God. I'd like to thank you very much for all your prayers.
Yeah.
I finally got a job. Tomorrow I was supposed to be going over to sign the letter, you know, that I'm accepting the job. Thank you very much. God bless.
Yes.
I'd be more than grateful. Thank you.
And we will be praying for your success in this new job and for all that you will be doing.
Thank
May you,
you
be a blessing
you.
To everyone you contact.
I'd be more than blessed. Thank you very much. I love you all. Thank you.
Uh-huh. You're welcome. So is there anyone else on our HeartShare team that is still with us tonight? Okay.
Did Cindy leave already?
Cindy, are you there? I think she... Cindy, are you there? I think she's gone. So, Barbara, it's going to be you and me tonight.
we can take it.
Well, wait a minute. I'm here.
Oh, good.
I'm here.
Oh, good. Okay. Then let's see. who wants to take the first two, Colorado Springs and Ralph Adams?
I'll do it, Barbara.
Okay, we're going to let you start. And then Beatrice Davis and Lola and Deanna, the medical doctors. Those
two. Can you hear?
Who wants to take those?
I heard somebody.
I thought I heard somebody. Well, Barbara, we'll let you take those two, and I'll take the last two, Rebecca and Anna. Okay?
Okay. So I'm going to do the fires and Ralph Adams, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
good.
All right.
Is there any left? This is Cindy.
Cindy, good. Will you take Beatrice and Lola and Diana? Would you take those?
Beatrice is a 90-year-old. And who's the other one?
And Lola and Diana are doctors that live.
Okay, Diana, okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
We'll let Barbara start.
All right. In the name I am that I am, I call the beloved Aramis and Diana, Aries and Thor, Neptune, Luara, Virgo, and Pluer to take command over the fires in Colorado and all wildfires around the country. I call for the containment and extinguishing of the fires, for the mitigation of all property loss, all loss of wildlife and livestock, all loss of life of any kind, and to seal and protect all people who are in the areas where there's danger and where the fires are still not totally contained. We call for the protection of all firefighters and volunteers, all those who are coordinating the rescue and relief efforts, to protect them, guide them, help them to be precise, to be calm, to be thorough in all their activities. We are grateful for your coordination, beloved angels, for watching over this entire situation. What a great miracle that so many people were evacuated safely and very, very few were hurt and almost no one has died. That is a tremendous miracle in itself. And we thank you in advance for a total containment and extinguishing of these fires. We know and we trust that there will be lots of help and adequate funds to rebuild people's homes and businesses, to help them get back on their feet, and that people will be the stronger for this because they have pulled together in this very desperate and dangerous situation. And we are grateful, 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 beloved Helios and Vesta, for your great love watching over us all. We also call the beloved Mighty Estrella and Purity to lock your cosmic circle and sword of blue flame in turn around the soul of Ralph Adams, the brother of Lee Lippert, who has recently passed on. Cut him free from all astral entanglements and escort him to his proper place in the etheric to prepare for re-embodiment or as a candidate for the ascension according to God's holy will and his own karma. We are grateful for the gift of his life to the earth. Help him continue to grow in light and love on the other side of the veil, as they say. And we are so grateful always, O Lord, for you being with us through every experience. Amen.
And also, I'd like to suggest that if we can call the Triple Light to help out, along with all the Brotherhood and White, you know, to help out too. I've been praying for that too, and I can see that that is working too. Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead, Cindy.
Okay. We called to the healing flame, the green flame of healing, to Mother Mary, for beloved Beatrice Davis, who's in the hospital now with pneumonia. We call for Mother Mary's angels to surround Beatrice in her hospital now, bed now. We see them there. We see her charging their light of love and healing into Beatrice. We see them radiating love to her body temple, to the element, her elementals, to charge her whole being with light and the healing that is needed at this time, so she can recover from pneumonia and get back on her feet and become a vital part of life in her own right. And we ask for other light, the violet transmitting light, to be charged into her body now with the violet flame angels, also to transmute this illness that she has into perfection, and clears up her lungs or whatever problem that she may be having with this. And we see it happening now, and now, and now, through our third eye. Yes. Blazing, blazing, blazing the light into beloved Beatrice. We thank you, both the healing angels and the violet transmuting angels. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, we'd like to pray for positive upliftment to Lola and Deanna, for the successful practice that they're doing. We call for the angels to surround them with the purity light and the blue flame angels also surround them to bring about the upliftment that they so desire, for we know that they're working hard for humanity, going out at all hours of the night to help their fellow man, and we're all grateful for their love and dedication to the practice. So we see light surrounding their forms, their body forms, and charging them with the needed energy they may need to continue on with this wonderful, wonderful contribution that they give to the souls of their area. And we thank them for their dedication to their fellow brothers and sisters. And we just send them light, 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 charging them with light, light of the cosmos, love, the love of mother and father, son, both the central son and our physical son now. We thank you. Amen.
And we pray tonight for Rebecca Taylor, who is going through a number of health challenges with her eyes, her ears, some arthritis, and yet she has taken on a lot of responsibilities in caring for abandoned dogs, horses, always ready to help her fellow man, and desirous continually of growing spiritually, thinking very little of herself. And we pray for her balance, for her physical well-being as much as it can be done. We pray that she will seek the right medical help, that she will be encouraged daily as she listens to her inner self, her soul, her heart, her threefold flame, her solar presence. And we wish she could have been with us today, tonight, but we do pray that she will be encouraged when she goes to the library and listens to the recordings that she can hear, and takes part in our website there. May she be encouraged at all times. We pray tonight for Anna as she begins this job and as she goes to sign the papers tomorrow. And we ask that the beautiful angels of white would surround her and fill her with great joy, peace, and confidence as she begins this job and as she continues on in the work that you have given to her in this lifetime. We thank all of the Father, the Mother, the Son, the Daughter, the Holy Spirit, and all of the universal great brotherhood, the Elohimic kingdom, the angelic kingdom, the elemental kingdom, all cosmic beings who love this planet. We pray for all of the light bearers, the seventh root race, the unborn children, the newborn children, and all sentient beings, people who are aware and seeking spiritual growth and help. May they experience all that God has for them at this time with the help of all of these wonderful cosmic beings who are here to help us in everything we do, above and abundantly beyond what we can even think. We are grateful and so thankful tonight. We love you. We're sorry for our mistakes. Please forgive us. Thank you. We are grateful. Amen. Okay, everyone, our next class is going to be on the 26th of July, and we encourage you all to come and hear about Magda and what she is here to do and what she came to do when she was here in her last life. She is a Jesus twin flame, much to the amazement of many people today. There are books out there about her that we're going to share some wonderful things, and you will listen to some heart streams by Magda. So I will let you go. May you all have a wonderful week.
Okay, you too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you. Donna. Did a great job, Cindy.
Good. Thank you. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Night.
Yay. The battery lasted almost 2 hours.